Indonesia has been cracking down on terrorist activity in recent years. New laws supported by Joko Widodo, the president, have resulted in a number of fundamentalist religious organisations becoming redefined as terrorist organisations. Damian Kingsbury is professor in international politics at Deakin University. He says there's some unrest about the changes which have altered the standing of organisations such as Hizbut Tahrir.
Hizbut Tahrir is a civil society organisation, but it's regarded as quite radical. The organisation exists in Australia, and it's legal in Australia. It's not a proscribed organisation or a terrorist organisation. But in Indonesia, it's believed to have links to terrorism. So the Indonesian government has decided to crack down on it and a number of others.
Do we understand what their analysis is in determining those terrorist organisations?
I think the Indonesian government's looking at links between organisations or individuals in organisations and individuals who've been identified as being involved in violent acts, terrorist-type activities. So the organisation itself doesn't have to declare itself as a terrorist organisation. Rather, if it's deemed to have members who behave in that way or have that type of association, then the organisation can be proscribed and declared a terrorist organisation.
And what kind of penalties do these organisations face if they are assessed as being proscribed?
Well, the individuals who belong to the organisations could face charges, and that could range from a short period to quite an extensive period in prison, potentially, depending on the nature of their activity, up to and including the death penalty, which Indonesia does apply now and again. Depends on what the extent of the involvement is. So if somebody is simply a member, then the charge and the punishment would be quite lenient. If they were deemed to have been involved in a violent act, then the punishment could be imprisonment for 10, 15 years.
What kind of influence do these organisations have on the broader Indonesian population?
The problem is that there has been a growth in radical Islamist-type organisations in Indonesia over the past 15 or so years. And the Indonesian government is quite disturbed by this trend. They see it as a move away from what has been in the past referred to as Indonesia's more tolerant form of Islam. And now, that's always been a little bit overstated. There's always been a radical element to Indonesian Islam. But what they're seeing is, especially with the growth of Saudi Arabia and its international influence and funding of Islamic boarding schools and mosques, a growth in Indonesia and in other countries of a more radical strain of Islam, which is both more fundamentalist in its outlook and potentially more violent in its behaviour.
Do you think there is the potential and risk that this may actually push them further along the line and create more risk of them going into that territory of becoming terrorists?
Yeah, and that's one of the criticisms that's been levelled against this decision by the Indonesian government and by President Joko Widodo in particular. The view being expressed broadly is that there is no crime against extremist views or extremist beliefs. There's no crime of holding an opinion or a world view. The crime has to relate to an activity. Now, the problem with this legislation is that it seems to be netting people who hold particular views, but which are not necessarily acted out in a violent manner. So there's concern that, A, that this is a closing of, if you like, civil society space in Indonesia, which is an authoritarian gesture. And there's also a concern that if such organisations are shut down in public, that they will then go underground. And if they go underground, then they will be possibly more inclined to respond violently or react violently if they are tracked down. Or indeed, they might see themselves as being persecuted, and members could then either take up militant activities or join other militant organisations, of which there continue to be a number in that part of the world.
Damian Kingsbury, Professor of International Politics at Deakin University.